This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts. In Indiana last week, there was a nuclear attack. Not a real one, of course, but a mock attack staged by the Indiana National Guard. And as the disaster unfolded, it demonstrated what many had feared. The National Guard is spread thin fighting overseas, and it lacks equipment needed at home. NPR's Tom Bowman was at the exercise and has this report.
In this simulation, a woman is pinned under rubble that moments before was a building. Jackhammers work to free her. In a tent nearby, the top general in the Indiana National Guard appears before a hastily called mock press conference.
A horrific attack, a weapons of mass destruction hit with a nuclear attack.
Then Major General Martin Umbarger admits that it's all a training exercise.
We don't have loss of lives, thank God. We are here training and we're learning a lot.
What they're learning is this. They are short on helicopters, Humvees, and trucks. The Indiana Guard has just 60% of its overall equipment. Part of that is because its soldiers are repeatedly heading to Iraq and Afghanistan.
We have been deployed for the past 5 years on a pretty constant basis.
Brigadier General Richard Clevenger is an Indiana Guard officer helping with the exercise.
We often use up and or leave some of our assets in theater when we come back home.
2 weeks ago, a tornado leveled Greensburg, Kansas. That also exposed shortages and led to delays. Kansas had to turn to other states and the federal government for help. But a devastating attack like this one shows that the results could be more tragic. Hours of delays could lead to untold deaths. Lieutenant General Steve Blum is head of the National Guard. He toured the exercise site.
What we're dealing with today would stress our shortage of equipment severely, and it would present a significant challenge to responders to be able to deal with that and the catastrophe at hand at the same time.
In this simulation, other states could not provide enough aid, so the federal government offered cargo planes, helicopters, medical experts. That help came from General Victor Renouard of Northern Command. That's the military command created after the September 11th attacks to better protect the homeland.
So our job then is to look for those seams and gaps and ways that we can help fill in capabilities that reaches into every element of our national government.
Renouard says the Indiana exercise shows that the Pentagon must work more closely with the Guard to help identify what the states need, and he may shift federal equipment so it can quickly move to a disaster site. General Blum of the Guard Bureau puts the issue in more stark terms.
If your house catches on fire, how much of the equipment do you want the fire department to show up with? What percent would you be happy with?
One bright spot of the exercise was new Guard communications equipment. It's a high-tech crate that can be flown or towed to a disaster site. General Blum explains that it patches together all emergency radios through a military satellite system,
which allows us to communicate to the civilian responders, which hugely reduces our reaction time and synchronizes our effort in a far better manner than we were able to do in 2005.
Concern over the Guard response times has led the Bush administration to propose spending tens of billions of dollars to buy more equipment. It would bring the Guard up to about three-quarters of what it needs. Blum calls it unprecedented help. He's also calling for more.
It's roughly in the vicinity of $14 billion that would buy down the risk to what I think would be an acceptable level.
As Washington talks budgets, Indiana will find its Guard even more stretched. Later this year, it will send 4,000 of its soldiers and their equipment to Iraq. Tom Bowman, NPR News.